it's a privilege to be there.
Able to cultivate those relationships. So
we thank God for our pastor Winston Reed, our pastor Herman Thomas, our pastor David, our pastor Timothy LaFay.
Just how good God is.
And it's Hosea 1 draw your attention. And the Lord does this. I want us to understand the reason why the Lord does this is he wants to increase our faith. And he wants us to know that he's working. The Lord is working. The Lord is working. He's doing something. And Hosea 1:1. This is how you come here and manage me with these mics and I'll be fine. I don't mind being managed. All right. The Bible says the word of the Lord that came, by the way, everybody find out those are the minor prophets. Sometimes we have trouble with the minor prophets. Did everybody get it yet?
Amen.
All right. The word of the Lord that came unto Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, the beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. And the Lord said to Hosea, go! And children of whoredoms, for the land had committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Pibleon, which conceived and bare him a son. And the Lord said unto him, call his name Jezreel, for yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Israel. And it shall come to pass in the day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. And she conceived a king and bare a daughter. And God said unto him, call her name the Ruhamah. For I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. I want to use for a subject. Amen. When the odds are not in your favor, will you trust God? When the odds are not in your favor, will you trust God? When the debt is stacked against you, will you trust God? So we went agape from consecration on Friday, celebration on Saturday, to challenge today. Consecration, celebration, now challenge. When the odds are not in your favor, will you trust God? When the debt is stacked against you, will you trust God? And I want, when I read the Bible, and there's some story even today, if we were preaching about Elijah, and the fire, I tried to get the saints to understand that what Elijah had built, he had really built at Niagara Falls. You got to really read the scripture carefully to understand that. But he had built a Niagara Falls on each side, so that on the altar, the water was falling off of each side, and it was going into the trench. If you've been at Niagara Falls, that's exactly what it does. So to expect that the Lord could put the Niagara Falls on fire, you have to believe. You have to believe that the Lord somehow will take Niagara Falls and put it on fire. Anybody who's been in Niagara Falls, you know what I'm talking about. It's water upon water upon water. And for water to turn to fire, it must be God. And so, I want to say, Lord, I need something that will help people, because I don't think we understand. I've heard preachers preach this story. I've heard people talk about him. to go and marry the exact opposite of who you are. Go and marry the exact opposite of who you are morally. Morally. Go and marry the exact opposite of who you are with respect to your integrity. Go and marry the exact opposite of who you are with respect to your character. Now, I'll give you an example. This example really doesn't help, but I'm just trying to make it, trying to break it down if I can. But listen, when you ever take the Word of God and you try to give an example, sometimes you don't do justice. Y'all know that. Sometimes we do it anyway, but we can't really do justice to the Word of God. Sometimes it's so raw, you got to give an example. Old folks used to say, make it plain.
Yeah.
against him. He sat the odds against him. And he wanted to know, Jose, are you going to trust me here? See, I remember now, it wasn't easy. See, sometimes the Lord will put you in a situation and he's going to want to know, are you going to trust me now? That's not what you prayed for. This is not what you, you weren't shouting about this. You weren't running around the church about this. Let's see if you're going to trust me. And then he says, Hosea, I need you not only to marry the woman, but I need you, because there would have been different if he would have just married her, because they could have slept in different rooms. You know what I'm saying? See, he could have kept himself. He could have kept his purity. Y'all heard what I'm saying? He could have said, I'm in the master room and you down there, and God bless you. But God
the world.
So we got to be prepared to change some of our ways of thinking, some of our approaches. We, as an apostolic people, we adopted some approaches, but some other approaches, you got to have different approaches. So I said, well, they're going to talk about it, you need to talk about me. I'm trying to get folks saved. Get. You know what I'm saying? Listen, people will come. But there's nothing like going to the nursing home and you see a little old brother, a little old brother, and every time you see them, they still say, thank you, Jesus. I don't see my children anymore, but thank you, Jesus. My wife's not getting older, but thank you, Jesus. I don't see my cousins anymore, but thank you, Jesus. The longer you're sick, the longer you're sick, the more the odds are against you. Because even the doctor, and y'all all have doctors, if you go see the doctor too often, you know what I'm saying? Your doctor will send you to a specialist. Not because you need a specialist, but just to get rid of you. They'll tell you, I got a man down the street. So even the doctor, but they'll get tired of us. And then there was a group of men, and they had a man who was sick of the palsy, and they needed to get to Jesus. And the odds were against him. And the Bible said that they were so crowded they couldn't get to Jesus. You ever couldn't get to him, but you could hear his voice? Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. You ever been praying, and you feel the
Holy Ghost, when the disciples told them to shut up, when they told
into a depression. It don't take but a second to go into depression. They only have went into depression. The odds were stacked against her. It wasn't in her favor. But don't you know that sometimes the Lord will send you help? Don't you know sometimes when you get a bad hand, Pastor Tom will come in and hand me another deck? Woo! Don't you know sometimes when they give you a crooked guy, take a penny will come in and bring me a good guy? I'm trying to say God is a very present help in the time of trouble. That's why you can praise him when the odds are against you. They do like